This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A wildfire that ignited 2 weeks ago in the Madison Ranger District of the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest grew to 560 acres by Wednesday. It's 10% contained. The Clover Fire is torching standing dead and downed timber near the middle fork of Warm Springs Creek, about 14 miles southwest of Cameron. It is not threatening any structures so far, but the U.S. Forest Service has closed the area to the public. Because the Clover Fire is spreading through steep terrain, firefighters are not digging a fire line on the blaze at its edge. Instead, they're working to contain the fire by removing fuels like shrubs, grasses, and other lighter fuels along existing trails and roads. Crews will use the features as natural barriers to prevent the fire from progressing further. Fire line efforts are focused on the Clover Fire's northeast side. Three people were reported dead this week while climbing mountains in Glacier National Park in northwest Montana. A 79-year-old man from Florida was with a group of friends when he fell to his death as he was climbing a steep off-trail slope on Rising Wolf Mountain. The friends descended to his location, yelled for help, and called 911, where Glacier County Dispatch then diverted the call to Glacier National Park. An air emergency service was diverted from another incident and airlifted the man to Two Medicine Ranger Station. The man was declared deceased by emergency personnel. On Monday, park officials found the bodies of two climbers, Brian Kennedy and Jack Beard, both 67 years old, from Montana. Both men were expert climbers who've been climbing mountains in the park for decades. The pair were climbing Dusty Star Mountain when they became overdue and were reported missing on Sunday, setting off a search. A day later, the men were found dead. A company that owns dozens of major sporting and outdoor recreation brands, including Camelback, Bushnell, and Remington Ammunition, announced Wednesday that it plans to buy Bozeman-based Sims fishing products. Vista Outdoor, the parent company of more than three dozen well-known sporting and outdoor recreation brands, will buy Sims, a leading fishing gear and apparel manufacturer, for $192.5 million. Headquartered in Four Corners, Sims Fishing Products was founded in 1980. K.C. Walsh acquired the company in 1993 and grew the business into a lead manufacturer for fly fishing apparel, renowned for its signature waders, footwear, and outerwear. The management team at Sims and its existing employee base will remain in place, and the company's CEO, Casey Sheehan, will continue to lead the company's day-to-day operations. Walsh, who is Sims' executive chairman, will continue to serve as a strategic advisor and conservation and government affairs advocate for the company. Sims will be among other Bozeman-based brands acquired by Vista Outdoor. In December of 2021, the company purchased Stone Glacier, a backcountry hunting gear brand that's also based in Bozeman. Vista Outdoors also acquired Blackhawk, based in Manhattan. The Missoula Public Library has been awarded an International Design Award as a library built for the future. It's the first time a library from North America has won. The International Federation of Library Associations World Congress in Dublin, Ireland, named the new library in Missoula, Montana as the Public Library of 2022 for its sustainable architecture with IT solutions, learning technologies, and local culture and landscape. Just a year ago, the regional library celebrated its new $38 million building, a project that was conceived roughly a decade earlier. The Missoula Library was in a field with 19 other entries in the design contest, representing 17 countries, including Denmark, Latvia, and Saudi Arabia. The honor comes with a $5,000 prize. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.